We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Slacker and Steve on demand.
So we've got some pro tips on how to live to 100, but I feel like we probably shouldn't give them.
I'm with you on this. I don't want to live to 100 years old.
Do you have a... This is a really bizarre question to ask somebody, but do you have a year you want to die?
Yeah, probably 63, 60.
That young?
That's young? Oh, I thought that was old.
Oh my God, really?
Yeah. What's retirement, 65 or 70 now? Or?
So you want to die before you retire?
Yeah, exactly.
Oh my God.
No, I'll take retirement age. But after that, what's
65.
Yeah, because what? You have osteoporosis. You can't wipe yourself anymore.
Buddy,
you're just a what?
I have great news for you.
What's that?
The sheer amount of milk you put in your head, you are never going to have osteoporosis.
Oh, cool. Yes.
That's not like.
All right, 66. I'll die when I'm 66.
Okay, so let me keep bargaining with you to get you to an age. I don't.
Where are you at? When do you. Well, you're a parent, so you want to live as long as
possible. I'd like to live
possible.
As long as I can and see my kids do stuff, but I also. I don't want to be a burden. On anybody.
There it is. There it is. Dude, I know it's for better or worse when you guys get married, but I can't stand the fact that one married person looks at the other one and expects the other one to take care of you when you're ancient, to wipe your butt, to put you in the shower. They're not caregivers. That's your spouse.
Right. But they are.
No.
A little bit.
Why would you want to burden that person you love? Sorry, but you got to wipe my butt.
I don't want to, but if that's the way it plays out, then that's...
No, that's not why don't turn your spouse into a caregiver.
So you think, then what do I... I gotta divorce her when I'm like 70?
Yeah, set her free. Because women live longer than us, so she's got plenty of good years left. Fuck, all right.
That is dark, man.
I know.
Yeah, Glau, head out there and
yes.
As a 63-year-old woman...
Get her to...
Get yourself some... So why don't you... Is it just because you don't think you're going to have quality of life that you don't want to live?
Yeah.
But what if you did? So that we have a list of 10 ways to live to 100 according to people who've done it.
That lived to 100.
Yeah. So they're old. Here's my thing. My parents are in their 80s.
Yeah.
And they're not unhealthy. Like nobody needs to wipe their butts or anything yet.
Okay.
So
right.
I'm just saying.
Yeah. They're not a burden on people yet.
They're not.
Yeah.
I mean, they're kind of stuck in their ways, but they've always been stuck in their ways.
Right.
So, let's give the pointers right, on how to live to 100.
I'll try and live to 100.
Steve, there's a couple pointers in here that are going to show you you're not even.
Oh
like,
no.
You might have been shooting high on the 63.
Oh no.
Number one tip to live to 100: ignore traditional advice about your diet.
I hear a lot of times they'll say that. Just eat bacon all day long. And
I want you to know that there are 10 items on this list, and it's like almost back and forth between each one, the hypocrisy.
Because,
yeah, you're right, though. Because it's like these octogenarians, is that what you call them?
Yeah, good. Yeah.
Super old people are like, you know, everybody, all the news studies say, eat kale, the darker green the crap is, avoid bacon like it's your job, don't do that. And it's like you talk to somebody's like, I start every morning with a shot of Jack Daniels and 7 pounds of bacon.
Boom.
And they're like,
everyone,
wait, how is that possible?
Exactly.
No, but your veins should be closed. Like, my veins are too slick to be closed. I literally have lard in my heart.
And I'm 105.
They say 29% of old people said it was one of their secrets. Ignore all the traditional advice.
Wow.
Number two, 25% of people said, eat healthy.
Okay. Now we're back.
So a little more of them said don't. The other half said, yeah. Next. Stay active. 22% said that's the secret. Stay active.
So I can start getting active now and that'll help, right?
But I think you're not, well, I mean, you don't do exercise and stuff, but you're not completely set. You don't consider yourself sedentary, do you?
Well, I mow once a week.
Oh my God. Okay. Then sedentary it is. Yeah. Stay active. Because here's the thing that I've noticed, what you were talking about with retirement age, the people that I know who retire and legit retire, stop doing stuff, within a few years, right, they're dead.
They're done.
Because there's nothing.
They got nothing.
You need a reason to get up.
Boom. And there it is.
You gotta wake up and go, today I'm going to start, like, still work as a Walmart greeter or still do something,
right,
that keeps you active. Next. And on this one, you and me, we're both dead.
Uh-oh.
Stay positive.
Whatever. Stop telling me.
What if I didn't start as positive? It says stay positive.
So we got to be positive outlook on everything.
When was the last time you walked into a room and thought, this is going to be great?
Never.
Never.
You know, it's up to the point now where everyone tells me I'm living the dream, living the dream. I'm like,
what dream?
Not exactly. I know. You got the wrong dream.
All right. Next couple, or a couple more back and forth. Number five, drink alcohol regularly.
You just said it earlier. I take shots in the morning. And
a woman who was 111 years old.
Wow.
Oh, it was a guy, I guess. He said, I put a little bourbon in my coffee every morning. It's like medicine.
So just a little snifter of brandy every morning. And
yep. Nice. Have a little something.
Live a little.
To live forever.
Nice.
Number six, don't drink too much.
Okay.
Well, I get it. It's all over the map. Don't drink too much and don't smoke.
Oh, whatever.
106-year-old lady said, I never smoked, I never drank, I never cussed, I never lied, and I never chased cowboys.
So she never had any fun in her entire life.
What is the point in living to 106?
Exactly.
You look back on your life and you're like, whoa. That sucks. What did I do?
What was I thinking?
You didn't do anything.
Even the Cowboys.
Next. You're out.
Uh-oh.
I just bumped you down to 61. Maintain meaningful relationships.
What the hell for? That's the ones that give you stress and you die sooner.
That's what you think.
That is true.
But 100-plus-year-old people said it's important to have meaningful relationships.
Yeah, what do they know?
Next up, always try to get a good night's sleep.
Oh, yeah, that is important.
Specifically, they say, never go to Castle Rock, buy meth, and play Yahtzee.
Okay, that's what I used to do on weekends. That was forever ago. Whatever.
I'm just saying. Yeah, as I read this, my life expectancy is like going down and down and down. Number nine, be nice to people.
Oh, okay. All right.
You actually have that one.
You are
very nice to people.
If I don't have to go out of my way, yeah, then it's
no,
okay.
No, don't sell yourself short. You're a nice person.
Well, thank you.
You give...
You're nice, too.
I'm nice to you right now to try to make up for this one, but it's probably too late.
Probably too late.
Number 10, final one.
Is it?
Way to live to 100. Have faith.
Oh, okay. Yeah, see, now I know we both grew up, we were both Catholics.
Yep.
But then...
Oh, you're taking that as religious. Oh, I thought that was more have faith. Like,
oh, that's
have faith that everything's going to be okay. Have faith.
Oh, I took it as religion.
Wow. I don't know who's right. I have faith that neither one of us are going to live much longer.
I can see that. Slacker and Steve.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.